His spirits lurched at the thought he might have missed his chance. But then he remembered. He'd heard that her heretic brother was to ride north today. He looked up at the tower and saw there was no one there. The door to the roof remained shut. The assassin rolled his shoulders and stretched his legs to loosen the night from his bones, then undid his hose and pissed against a beech tree. He took a swig of ale from the bottle, chilled from the dew, and chewed on a mouthful of bread. Then he sat back in position again, with the wheel-lock pistol balanced across his knees. It was beautiful. Perhaps they would let him keep it when the deed was done. Domine, exaudi orationem meum. Lord, hear my prayer. His blood stirred at the thought of the killing to come. Pete and Bernard were waiting at the gatehouse with Aymeric. Minou watched as father and son embraced one another. She was touched to see her brother was wearing Pete's old dagger at his waist, a talisman for good fortune. At that moment, Pete dropped his hand on Aymeric's shoulder and leant in. Minou wondered they still had anything left to say to one another, having talked all night.
"Why do you whisper?" demanded Marta. "Maman says it is rude to whisper."
The two men stepped apart. Pete stroked his daughter's long brown hair. "There are some things that are not for young ears."
"What kind of things?"
"Things," Aymeric repeated, his black eyes sparkling.
"I don't think that is fair. Maman says..."
"No more, petite," Minou said, drawing Marta to her. "Stand with me." She thought Aymeric looked fine in his black doublet and hose. His wild hair was tamed beneath a felt cap, and his beard was trimmed to a perfect point. The country landowner was gone. He was now every bit the soldier once more.
"I wish with all my heart he would not go," Elise whispered. "Are there not others who stand as high in the Admiral's esteem? What need Monsieur de Coligny of our brother?"
"It is his duty," Minou replied. "He has pledged his service.
Paris is so distant."
"No further than his previous postings, Elise. And hasn't he always come back to us?"
"But what if..."
Minou squeezed her sister's hand fondly. "Give him your blessing. Let him leave with proud words in his heart." Elise hesitated, then stepped forward, her green dress vivid beside her brother's black clothing.